The Bear Trail Lodge in King Salmon is now fully owned and operated by the couple who have run the lodge's guiding service since it opened in 1999. From KDLG in Dillingham, Avery Lill has more.
Nancy Morris Lyon and Heath Lyon are now the full owners and operators of the Bear Trail Lodge in King Salmon, or they both will be officially once Heath Lyon signs his paperwork.
Yeah, well, he hasn't signed on this paperwork yet because he was busy out fishing, but we do both own it, yes.
Morris Lyon has been guiding fishing trips in Alaska for more than 30 years, and she's become known by some as the Pink Lady on the River. In her first year of guiding, someone gave her a pink hat with the slogan, "Simply the best," which she liked.
So I put the hat on my head, and the next thing that I hear are the rumors that nobody can catch fish in a pink hat. Well, me being the person I am, that made me a little bit perturbed, so I was bound to prove them wrong, and I slapped that hat on my head, and it became my moniker.
The pink stuck, and she came to own a pink boat. Again, the pink color was unintentional on her part.
I've kind of become the pink lady out here without actually really wanting that to have happened.
She hired Heath Lyon as a dockhand in 1991 and trained him as a guide in 1992. The rest is history, she says. They've been guiding together ever since. The Lyons ran the guide operations for the Bear Trail Lodge's original owners, Maury and Donnelly Moorcroft, when they built the lodge in 1999. 8 years ago, when the Moorcrofts sold the lodge, the Lyons became partners with Brian Kraft and David Sandlin. As they've grown into running the lodge, Morris Lyon says she's picked up more than just that pink fishing cap.
You have to wear all kinds of hats. You forget counting them because it doesn't even make sense anymore.
They handle everything from the airline reservations and fish processing to the food and the gear.
We do it all. It's a pretty homegrown operation. But, you know, we've kind of streamlined it over the years, and I've done it for so many years now, you kind of forget how much it takes to actually go into it. And if I think about it too much, it makes me tired, so I just do it.
For their services, they charge anywhere from $5,275 for 3 days and three nights at the lodge to $9,250 for 7 days and seven nights. About 250 to 300 guests per year come from all over the world for the wide array of fishing opportunities.
We do everything. I guess I should say it's easier to say what we don't do, and that would be the saltwater. So we'll fish for everything from all five species of salmon to the trophy rainbow trout in the area, the grayling, the char and Dolly Varden, and even some pike and offshoot breeds like that.
The Lyons made it official and bought their partners out. Morris Lyon says the opportunity for them to buy the lodge was an unexpected one.
We just had this really unique opportunity that we never imagined would happen at all in our lifetime. We had two partners in the lodge, and they had much larger financial means than we did. And we had the opportunity to buy them out. And there was a finance ear from back east, actually, of all places, that was looking for investments in Alaska. And we just ended up being in the right place at the right time. And so we are now full owners of Bear Trail Lodge.
The day-to-day operations will remain largely unchanged, Morris Lyon anticipates. What she is excited for is to bring the lodge back into local ownership.
One of the reasons that I really am proud to own the lodge is it was built and it begun by somebody who lived out here and was a resident out here. And a lot of the inside workings of the lodge, literally the timbers and whatnot, the beams that it's built with, have come from old canneries from around here. I kind of like feel like it's being brought back to the bay again, and it's back in local hands again.
The Lyons call Bristol Bay home, and have for a long time. It's that love of place and their investment, not just of money, but of time and of heart, that keep them there.
Really, I feel like I'm the fortunate one to be a part of this little piece of earth, and I find it to be heaven on earth.
In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.